Owatonna High School football coach Jeff Williams, 7-6. Monticello with a win on Friday afternoon. Certainly a fair amount of adversity to deal with during the course of the game. Take me through it a little bit, your thoughts on the game.
Yeah, you know, we struggled a little bit offensively, put together one nice drive in the first half, actually two nice drives. The first one stalled, but then we were able to find pay dirt in the second. We were able to get a couple of nice passes downfield to Peyton Beyer and then one to Connor Budak, and both of them made some yards after the catch, and we were able to punch one in. The extra point was blocked, and we had some leakage up the middle, and kid knocked it down pretty easily, and that obviously came back to haunt us. Really after that, our offense really struggled to gain any sort of momentum or rhythm. We were able to rattle off some bigger chunks of yardage both in the running game and the passing game, but we weren't able to string it together to extend drives, and we probably punted more yesterday afternoon than we probably have over the last 2 years. It was just difficult for us to deal with some of the things that Monticello was doing. They did a nice job of defending us in run situations. They loaded the box up and jetted outside linebackers off the edge in passing situations. They dropped off into almost a cover five shell, which is man-to-man underneath and two high safeties over the top, which makes it very difficult to pass. And we just weren't able to get ourselves into a lot of those situations where, it was second and five or third and four, where, we could do one or the other. It seemed like, about the only down all day where we, really could have come out and thrown or run was first down. We just didn't find ourselves in too many advantageous situations where we could dictate play. But you got to give a lot of credit to Monticello. They did some nice things defensively to limit some of the things that we like to do. We pride ourselves on preparation and really breaking down film and then giving our kids the opportunity to get things blocked up properly. And with a short week of preparation, limited film availability, we got two videos on them and obviously didn't know anything else about them. They were able to capitalize on that and did some things to us that really made things difficult. Defensively, I thought our kids played very, very well. We were able to turn Monticello over a couple of times. It was usually after a little bit of a Monticello drive, so the turnovers didn't necessarily get us great field position, but it was important because those turnovers did stop some Monticello drives. So the defense continued to put our offense in a position to put a drive together, and in a one-score game, obviously any opportunity on offense is a chance to flip the score, and we just failed to do that. But special teams were very tough. We made a lot of mistakes in our special teams game. That's something we're going to have to shore up. They were able to get the edge a couple of times on our defense. That's something we're going to have to shore up. Matt Sikora, hurt his foot, ankle, and we're going to, monitor that. But he was not able to return, which, hurt us a little bit defensively, and then he's our long snapper, and is an important part of our kicking game, and we had to do a few things a little bit differently in our punt game, and it obviously kind of hurt us a little bit in our attempt at a field goal late in the game. So, I give our kids credit for battling until the end. We continued to fight hard. The defense gave the ball back to the offense. That last drive, we were able to move the ball from midfield down to about the 12-15 yard line with 2 seconds left, and we had the opportunity to kick the field goal to get the win, and it just didn't work out for us.
As far as the sequence for those final few plays, when you get the ball with 1 minute, 4 seconds to go right around midfield and move the ball down the field with some sideline passes, timeouts were all used on defense, so the team was out of timeouts. It just seemed like kind of a flurry of things that happened at the very end there. A third down run, you know, we thought it was a first down. All of a sudden it's fourth down, and then Owatonna goes for it on fourth down to get the first down to attempt the field goal. Can you describe the sequence a little bit of how that the final few plays of that game?
Well, it was tough. You know, we did have to use our timeouts in order to stop the clock. You know, obviously Monticello wanted to run as much time off as possible in their final drive. So in order to get the ball back with any time left at all, we had to use the timeouts. You know, and we've practiced our two-minute offense a little bit, but with the limited practice time available so far this season, it's not something that we've really focused on and spent a lot of time with. I thought our kids executed it well. We were able to go fast. We were able to get the ball out to the boundary. Our kids were smart and got out of bounds to stop the clock. Monticello was really dropping guys off, which we thought, you know, in that one situation, we could run the football and then spike the ball. Probably took us a little bit longer to get that ball spiked than we would have liked. You know, our kids hustled, but, you know, we did something obviously that's going to go on the docket now for things that we need to shore up. But that may have cost us 3 or 4 seconds. But, you know, Braden made a nice play on fourth down to get the first down. They initially said that he was short, and, you know, we had to kind of yell a little bit just to get a measurement, and ultimately we got the first down with 2.3 seconds left. And, you know, without a timeout, you know, there's two options there. You can line up and spike it, which gives you 40-second clock in order to kick the field goal. We had our field goal team ready. They were on the sideline. As soon as we got that first down, we had them out there. And like I say, it just ultimately didn't work out, but we were in position for it.
And then one final question about last night, and then a preview of Mankato West next week. On the punt that Monticello punted, and Brad and I thought it went off the back of a Monticello player. The officials gave the ball to Monticello on that play. Was there an explanation or anything of that sort with regard to that play?
Well, so you're talking about the one that they called a muff?
Correct.
Yeah, I think it hit our kid. I didn't see it hit a Monticello player. Our contention was that our kid had made a fair catch call and had run into our return guy prior to the ball getting there. And I haven't watched the video on that live. I believe that, you know, their kid hit our kid while he was attempting to field the ball on a fair catch. We did confer with the official, and he said no. The ball touched our kid, and then the contact was made. So, you know, I guess at this point it's neither here nor there. You're not going to, you know, you don't win appeals with officials. And, you know, you have to then buckle up your chin strap and go out and play football. And that's, you know, exactly what we did.
And Mankato West, what kind of club are they going to bring in on Friday?
You know, they're really good. I watched their Mankato East-West game on live stream because we were playing on a Saturday. They played on a Friday night. So I just sat at home and watched the game on the live stream. And, you know, East gave them some trouble early. Were able to move the football. Ultimately, weren't able to punch it in. West started off a little bit slow, and it was a 0-0 game for most of the first half. West pulled away late. Later, they've got a nice quarterback in Xander Didbener, and they've got a couple of really nice outside receivers in Makai Collins and Boom Jock. Both of those guys are like 6'4", and they really pride themselves on throwing the ball down the field and giving those kids an opportunity to make big plays, and they did it in that game. We've got a couple of other tapes on them, which we'll analyze this morning. and try to put a preliminary game plan together. And then West plays Mayo this afternoon at 1 p.m. And so we won't get that video until later tonight. So, you know, we'll either break that down tonight or first thing tomorrow morning and then finalize our game plan. But they're a good football team. Their defense is sticky. They'll actually do a lot of the same things that Monticello did against us, presenting eight guys in the box, multiple looks. So we're going to have our work cut out for us. You know, their running game is strong. Owen Johnson, who was a transfer maybe 2 years ago from Rochester Century, he's a St. Thomas commit, and he's a really nice running back. You know, he's a little bit shorter, but very stocky and very fast, and they do some good things with him. And then they've got a linebacker back who I thought was the best linebacker in the league last year, you know, other than maybe our kids, and his name is Wyatt Block, and he's all over the field. He makes plays all over the place. He's aggressive, runs hard to the ball, and makes plays for him. So, and he gave us some trouble last year as a junior. So, you know, they've got weapons. They've got a lot of really fine players, and I think this will be our biggest challenge so far this year. So, you know, our kids are just going to have to bounce back, and our coaching staff's going to have to bounce back. One of the lessons that football teaches is, you know, to be tenacious and to you know, to handle adversity in a positive way, use it as an impetus to get better, not to, you know, sit and feel sorry for yourself. So, you know, they can feel sorry for themselves over the weekend, and we'll probably do a little bit of that ourselves. You know, we don't lose very often. I think this is our third loss in 5 years. So, you know, there will be a little bit of wound licking, but then when we see the kids on Monday at 3:05 for calisthenics, we'll be ready to go, and we'll have a focused week of practice.
All right. Should be a good one. I'm sure it will be. Monticello gets the win yesterday, 7-6. Jeff, thanks for the time, and good luck prepping for West.
Thank you very much, Roy.
All right. This is the AM 1390 KRFO Coaches Show.